Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. My name is Steve Hunt. I'm your host. Welcome to the show again. Welcome to another Friday afternoon. Today we have an interesting show. We actually are going to be talking about four companies, two theaters, two plays, and three guests. I think I got all that right.
I think so.
We have a two plays opening the same time, and there's a common denominator. We'll get to that in a moment. But my guests are Teresa Pond, who is playing two parts today. She is the executive director of Cyrano's Theater Company, which is opening tonight. Good Men Wanted by Kevin Armento, which is being produced by Tosspot Productions. We'll talk about that in a moment. So welcome to the show, Teresa.
Thank you.
Also, Teresa Pond is here because she is directing The Winter's Tale by Shakespeare, being produced by RKP Productions at Outnor Theater.
You got it.
So she's got two hats on right now. Next to Teresa is Kari Yanagawa, who is the director, and she also has another hat on, too. She is the scenic designer for Kevin Armento's play Good Men Wanted. Tosspot Productions opening at Cyrano's. Welcome, Kari.
Oh, thank you.
And finally, we have Jill Sauerwine, who's also wearing two hats today. She's an actor in the show Good Men Wanted by Kevin Armento, opening tonight at Cyrano's. She's also one of the founders and producers of Tosspot Productions. Welcome to the show, Jill.
Thank you, Steve.
That's all, right?
You got it.
You got it.
All
right.
Let's start with Kari. Let's talk about the show Good Men Wanted by Kevin Armento. The play has a really interesting approach to a topic that has been almost driven into the ground, the American Civil War. But this has a different sort of twist on it. Tell us what the thing is about this play that makes it so interesting.
Well, first of all, it tells the story of women who fought in the Civil War, specifically that disguise themselves as men to fight alongside with other soldiers. Kevin also blends it with modern music and movement to parallel, 150 years ago with today. It brings attention to women in combat, equal pay, equal rights, all of that. So it's a really interesting parallel that he's got here.
So are these women, are they fighting for the Confederacy or fighting for the Union or both?
Definitely both, yeah.
And this is based on not just five women, but it's based on stories of a number of women who did this. Is that right?
Yeah, based on hundreds of true stories is what it is. And there's the low side of the estimates say about 450 to 750 women fought in the Civil War. Larger estimates say it could be as high as 1,500. So it's a good amount of people for us to not really have ever heard stories about before. And so, it's a really interesting new look at the Civil War that we've never seen before.
And Jill, you're playing one of these women, Charlotte Hope.
Yes.
And so tell us about your approach to this character. How have you gotten into her part?
We've been watching a lot of movies, reading a lot of books. There's several good books out there covering the history of women in combat during the Civil War. They Fought Like Demons covers little tales of just hundreds of different women who went through this experience. And then Carrie's had some great improv and activities that we've done as a cast. We all went out to the shooting range all together experience. Most of us haven't actually even fired a firearm, even though we live in Alaska. That was a really cool experience, just feeling what that sort of power was like.
Yeah, it was interesting. The evening before, we had done an improvisation where myself and my male castmates verbally abused our female castmates, which was we felt awful about, and we hugged a lot about after. To set them back 150 years, terrible things like, you'd be prettier if you smiled more. And, we were saying terrible things to them. And then the next day, I put a gun in their hands.
They got back at them.
Yeah. And I definitely stood behind them during that. And we've got Frank Delaney as our weapons and fight choreographer. So he's fully trained NRA and gave us full gun instruction on how to do it. So to have that power in your hand it's a transition that these women need to go through in the play. And so I thought, well, let's just put a gun in their hands. Then we know what it feels like, And it was weird.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Well, what would this is kind of a strange question to ask, but what would make anyone, but a woman in particular who was not required to fight in a war, what would make her decide to not only fight in a war, but to disguise herself so that she could as a man?
Right. Well, many of the different characters have different reasons for going into it. It was excellent pay for the time. Women, if they were earning about a fifth of what a soldier could make at the time.
Yep.
some characters were going for adventure, some felt a duty. My character is going for revenge.
Revenge.
Revenge. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's always a great motivation for
indeed.
For
yeah.
carrying a gun. I shouldn't say that. in a play, yeah. So, Carrie, so Kevin is working on this production, and you have actually had some conversations with him. This is kind of a workshop production that you're mounting. What kind of changes have you made with Kevin with this play?
Oh, well, first of all, we talk pretty much weekly or more than that because he's on the East Coast in New York and couldn't join us for the workshop. We talk all the time. So we've discovered things. A workshop production basically is a starting step from page to stage. So we're working with Kevin to make adjustments and changing of lines and finding, you know, some of the problem-tunities, I like to say, in a script. And for one major thing is that he originally had this play as 72 pages with no intermission. And we quickly learned that with full costumes, and, you know, a lot of the movement that's going on, like, oof, and all these props. I mean, it was a lot. So I asked Kevin if we could insert an intermission, and we negotiated where it would go and decided dramatically where it fit best and where my actors could get a glass of water. And and so that is a really interesting part of workshop, too. You find out what you're going to run into when you go to a full production.
And this is exciting because you're working with the actual playwright and developing the script, unlike Teresa, who's been working with a playwright named William Shakespeare, who as...
Our phone conversations have been very scattered.
From
he's
very particular about
he doesn't
language.
Answer emails.
He's really hard to get in touch with.
Well, for those of you just tuning in and are a bit confused, this is a stage talk. We're doing two shows today. We're talking about Good Men Wanted by Kevin Armento, being performed opening tonight at Syrinus Theater, being produced by Tosspot Productions. Then also we're talking about Teresa Pond, who is the executive director at Cyrano's. She's also directing
The Winter's Tale,
being produced by RKP Productions at Out North Theater. So you're competing with yourself here.
I know. I don't know how I let that happen. It just all kind of came up. There were many wonderful projects were starting to brew, and then suddenly everything was starting at once.
Now, this play, The Winter's Tale by Shakespeare, is not one of his most well-known or well-produced plays.
No.
So
no.
Why are you doing it?
That's a good excellent question. It's considered one of Shakespeare's problem plays. Because you look at the different plot lines and how the story comes together, and you kind of go, what? We've got a tragedy. The first half is really, really tragic, and it kind of comes out of nowhere. And then things turn comedic, and you're wondering why you're laughing. And then there's romance all the way through, and then there's a bear. So
the most famous stage directions in Shakespeare.
The most famous stage direction in all of Shakespeare, Exit Pursued by a Bear.
And we're waiting to see how you do
and
that.
And you'll have to come see the show and see how we do that.
You say it's a problem play.
Yeah, it's considered a problem play because it's sort of packing a lot into one play. I think I fell in love with it for that reason. I was in college, and one of our professors had started a professional Shakespeare company on site during the summer. So I was an intern, and they put on The Winter's Tale, and I just loved it. I loved having one play that was addressing so many different things at once. We had, you know, jealousy and rage and, you know, love and passion. We had death and life and birth. And I guess that challenge always stayed with me.
And then it ends kind of happily, right?
And it does
end
happily.
Not completely happily,
but I think I've been thinking a lot about, you know, why this show, why now? I think I'm really interested in a story that shows that no matter how much we may all rip each other apart and have terrible things happen, that we can find our way to a healing, to a redemption. This play has a lot to do with redemption. And a family can come back together, you know, a little worse for wear, but come back together and find each other in the end. And a lot of the tragedies don't tell us that.
Right.
Because
you know? Yeah.
They really kind of all die real quick.
We have some terrible deaths, but we have a chance for people to redeem themselves and make a different choice. And that's something we really articulated in this production. The central character, there are two kings that are friends, and the one king who becomes very jealous of the other one, he has a chance later in the play to make a different choice than he made earlier and put himself on a better path and let everybody come back together and heal. And I think that is a story I'm interested in us telling in the world instead of just, well, you made a mistake, did something terrible, and life is over.
Give us an idea. When did Shakespeare write this play?
This was, early 1600s.
So it wasn't one of his last.
It was one of his later plays. It was under James. You know, Elizabeth had died, and so you know, James liked the more kind of down and dirty, rough and tumble kind of work. There is some question of whether you know Shakespeare wrote with someone else writing with him or not. Sometimes people say that's why the play is a little, little skewed. I like to think Shakespeare was you know just having some fun with a lot of different things.
Well, you see some playwrights later in their careers who
they just start playing.
They start playing, or they start having. I'm thinking of Sophocles. Oedipus at Colonus, where he writes Oedipus with a happy ending.
Exactly. This is just my theory, but my theory is Shakespeare, you know, he'd been doing this a long time at this point, and he was like, I'm just going to mess around and have some fun
and
here.
And there's even kind of an Oedipal theme in this play of the abandoned baby.
Yes, we have an abandoned baby in the play who grows up to be a young woman who helps us all come back together in the end. You know, we have country dances, we have romantic scenes, we have, you know, courtroom drama. I guess I just loved having so many different stories and pictures in one show. And I just had always had it on my list. And about a year ago, you know, RKP Productions is made up of Dick Reichman, my father, Robert Pond, and Bruce and Audrey Kelly. And we were all having dinner together. And they said, why do you like Shakespeare? And off I go on my soapbox. And Dick's wife, Christine, said, so which play are you going to do? And I just said The Winter's Tale. Without even thinking about it.
Well, this is really interesting. We have two problem plays here in a way. And we've got about 30 seconds to go. But I'm talking about, you know, Good Men Wanted is not just about the Civil War, because you're including all these modern day references into women and war. And you have The Winter's Tale, which is a mixture of tragedy and comedy. And all this is just whole mixed up weekend, isn't it?
Well, and you've got different time periods you're playing with a little bit. We also are. We're setting in the mid-20th century, and yet we're dealing with very ancient Greek kind of elements in our show. And we're mixing together.
Well, I'm sorry we have to cut this short. This is two plays in just a short amount of time. I want to thank my guests here, Teresa Pond, Kerry Yanagawa, and Jill Sauerwine of Tosspot Productions, of RKP Productions, of Cyrano's Theater Company, of Outdoor Theater, of the theater community of Anchorage.
I love seeing the collaboration.
Thank you for being here talking about Winter's Tale and also Good Men Wanted. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, or to download podcasts of Stage Talk, please visit alaskapublic.org. Click on Stage Talk and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Valley Performing Arts is presenting Anne of Avonlea by Joseph Robinette, based on the book by L.M. Montgomery, running through March the 13th, with performances Fridays and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m., For more information, contact valleyperformingarts.org. Pulse Dance Company is performing this weekend in the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific University. The concert, titled La Femme, performs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and 6 p.m. on Sunday. For more info, please visit pulsedancecompany.org. It's closing weekend for Perseverance Theater's production of Our Voices Will Be Heard by Vera Starbird at the Sidney Lawrence Theater at the PAC. For more information, go to ptalaska.org. UAA Department of Theater and Dance is opening Sarah Rule's Eurydice tonight in the Fine Arts Building on the campus of UAA. The show will run this weekend and next, with a curtain time at 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, please visit uaa.alaska.edu/theaterandDance. Also opening this week is Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale, produced by RKP Productions and performing at Out North Contemporary Art House. Performances are 7 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays through March the 13th. For more information, please go to outnorth.org. And finally, also opening tonight is Kevin Armento's play Good Men Wanted, produced by Tosspot Productions at Cyrano's Theater Company. The show performs Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through March the 20th. For more information, please go to www.cyrano's.org. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.